Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of production, Mr. Seth Habhager.
Good morning, all.
And we have Jorge with us. We'll get to Jorge more in a little bit. Good morning to you, Jorge.
Good morning, everyone.
And we want to go right now to our good friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center, Mr. Paul Trombley. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
Paul, how are you doing today?
Doing well. How's your day going so far?
Doing good so far. Enjoying. I don't mind like a beautiful clear sky, but a kind of morning like this where it's a little cloudy on a summer day, kind of like it. It eases into the day a little bit here, especially with this heat wave we've had, Paul. And you don't get to say heat wave in Wisconsin very often. So.
No. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It is going to be calming down a little bit, though, it looks like.
Yeah, definitely definitely subsiding here for us, and continued with the cooling trend and the becoming less humid here for us as well, which will certainly be a nice change here. We'll start to see that lowering humidity tonight, and then it'll stick around through the weekend. But yeah, still some of the cloud cover today. Could see some sunny breaks developing later midday afternoon, and then even a scattered shower storm could pop up late afternoon and into this evening, a little bit of that potential with some mid-80s today. Southwest wind 5 to 10, 58, a couple storms around early. And then for Saturday, mix of clouds and sun, 75. Northeast wind 10 to 15. Very quiet and cool Saturday night here, upper 40s. So that'll feel pretty chilly from what we've been seeing as of late. 76 on Sunday with some sun. Isolated shower storm chance Sunday night, 56. Still an isolated shower storm chance Monday, 77 and partly sunny. Around 70 on Tuesday, partly cloudy skies, and still hanging in the low 70s Wednesday. Back into some 80s Thursday and Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Not bad, Paul. I think we'll keep it. I think we'll keep that. Yeah. That's not bad. Yeah, it's not a bad one. You had us at not 90s.
Yeah, that's right. Doesn't take much. Yeah.
Got any good plans this weekend, Paul?
You know, just going to enjoy some more time outside. I haven't been outside a whole lot this week. But definitely get some outdoor time in this week.
Good on you. Good idea, too. I have yet to go swimming this summer. I'm going to just go jump into a pool. I don't know if I'll know the people's house. I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. I don't know how it's going to go.
You've all been warned.
Yeah. If you have a Terry, you have a pool, I'm showing up. I'm going swimming one way or another, Paul. We appreciate you, sir. Yeah. We'll get people ready for the week ahead on Monday. You have a great weekend.
All right, sounds good. You guys too.
Appreciate you. Best in the business, our good friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, Paul Trombley and the gang. Seth and I are going to get into a bunch of stuff in the next couple of hours. This 8 o'clock hour alone, we have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up. A little after Melissa's news, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. You'll have an opportunity to win a family pack from our friends at Culver's. Seth and I have got a really fun one. Jorge, we get to do this thing, Star of the Day, where we play quotes from movies or famous TV theme songs. The one we've got today, I'll tell you about in the break. It's so good.
Nice.
We're so got one lined up so good today. And of course, we're going to be talking with Jorge right now. We got a bunch of other stuff in the 9 o'clock hour, too. And we'll talk Central Wisconsin State Fair now, as we've got just a couple of days left. And Jorge is a member of Civic Media. Jorge, I can explain. You explain yourself. Let the audience know who you are, man.
Yeah, so I had the marketing program at Civic Media. And those were actually good news about the weather, because we are at the fair this entire weekend. And, it's been great, and it'll be even better when it's a little cooler.
Have you been enjoying the fair?
I love it. This is our third one in a row we've done. We've kind of worked our way around Central Wisconsin, so getting to know the people.
Yeah. You mainly work in our Madison offices.
Yes, I work in the headquarters. Yeah.
You're traveling all over the state, but that's kind of where your home base is. But that's not where you're from necessarily.
No, I mean, I'm kind of, I guess, all over, but originally from Guatemala and California many, many years. Mm-hmm. And then went to North Carolina for a little bit. But when I heard about this project, I joined very quickly. Sage told me about it.
Yeah. you are in good company. You got a couple of transplants in the room here, too.
Nice.
So I always like to bring this up because we have such a, I think, a beautiful, interesting perspective of this state, of so much about this state, and where we have a real appreciation so much. Not to say, you know, people grew up here didn't, but when you're so close to something, you don't always see it like others
absolutely,
can.
Absolutely, yeah. We should keep the secret, though.
So. Absolutely. Good call. Jorge, a couple of fun things that we've got going on at the fair. We want people to stop on by. If you're one of the first 10 people to stop by and say that you heard us talking about this, I've been telling people they get a shirt. I heard from Seth today. We have doubled that. Yes, we are giving away two shirts.
Yes, we are actually debuting the two new logos for the stations. So you get one of each.
That's awesome.
You know, you get your choice. If you want to just get one and you want to be like that, that's fine. But we're giving you two.
Really appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
Really appreciate the idea and that. And speaking of ideas, I think that in the 20-some years I've been doing radio, my favorite thing that I've found is my favorite thing about creative, about acting, about writing, anything, it's collaborating.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love working with people, and especially working with new people. I've been talking about working with Rebecca and how great that's been.
Yep.
Us as a team have been really enjoying working with just Civic in general.
Yeah.
People like yourself.
Yeah, she's done a very good job of keeping sort of like an homage to the old logos, and you know, the chicken's still around, she's had a lot of fun with it too as well.
It sounds like you have been too. One of the things we've been encouraging people to check out is the Truth Booth.
Right.
Before we get into too much of what that is, where did that come from? Because that's your creation.
We were actually talking about it in the office. Like we had somebody reach out to us that wanted some ideas in terms of like connecting with folks in urban areas.
Yeah.
And then, you know, speaking of collaboration, right? Mm-hmm. One of the consultants we talked to about, that's a researcher, he's not really a consultant, but he mentioned, oh, there's a lot of county fairs. And then from the county fair, we were like, oh, well, there's a booth to the county fairs. So what could we do? And it just sort of coalesced into this, put a microphone in a booth and to let people tell their story. So that's pretty much the origin of that. It was sort of a bits and pieces from everybody. So I can't take all the credit.
How's that been going?
Oh, it's great. It's, you know, the whole point of it is to, like I said, let people, give them a platform to tell the story, and we archive it and we sort of save it for posterity.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I like to see it is, you know, we're celebrating life in Wisconsin and because all kinds of stories. Like, you know, yesterday we had the woman who runs the duck races
comes through
and tells a story, and it's like a 7-generation farm.
Wow.
They've been doing these for years, ever since she was like 8 years old. Mm-hmm. She's been kind of like, you know, training ducks and pigs and I think goats to run. The goats have actual obstacle courses in the course.
That's awesome.
It's pretty awesome. And she was very, very much into telling us a story. I think maybe Melissa might have played a clip by her.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, it's just all over the place, but there's still some commonality to them. It's a lot of community, a lot of history in the making type of thing.
Yeah.
So it's pretty great.
There's such a rich history in this state and around here. And you go down to you tune in that microscope a little bit more to the people.
Right.
And every single person's got a great story.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, it's pretty common that they come up to the booth and they're like, oh, I don't really have anything interesting. And they talk to us for a couple of minutes, and then we're like, well, you should just sit down and tell us. And then they typically end up telling us some pretty amazing, you know, just slice of life type of thing.
Is this data we're collecting to be able to spam people? No, joke.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously not.
Yeah.
Just nowadays, you know, it seems like everything.
Yeah.
But in seriousness, with this data, with these interviews that we're collecting and everything, mm-hmm. do we have a project in mind for this? Or?
So they are archived on the website. They're, you know, if you go to civicmedia.us/shows/truth-booth. It's a very long, but we're going to simplify it. But the idea is that, you know, all of those get posted online. We use some on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And the main idea is then, you know, people who gave us their story, they can actually point their friends to something and that, hey, look, this was me. They're
awesome.
Also archived on Spotify. There's a Truth Booth on Spotify.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, the idea is to keep it going, mm-hmm. you know, anywhere where we can set up the booth, because every community we've been in has been a little bit different, you know. Like, for example, Green Bay, Brown County in the pier, there's mm-hmm. a lot of folks from Green Bay, a lot more dairy farmers up there for some reason. I mean, there's a bunch of different,
Well, I mean, we get this in the states that we all come from and everything.
Right.
Northern Illinois and Southern Illinois, two different states.
Yeah.
Minnesota may have a little of that, but especially when you get up towards Canada and everything.
Yeah.
I've heard that from my uncle before. And I know California is very much like
California is really like three states.
So it's kind of cool to see that, like the commonality. There's so many more things that we have in common that we don't.
Right, exactly.
And I think that not only what I like about the Truth Booth is I generally genuinely love everybody's origin stories. I can't get enough of it.
Right.
I got one of the best jobs in the world when it comes to that, doing Midday Magazine.
Right.
But when it comes to the people that we don't, you know, always get to hear from,
right,
that don't always have a microphone in front of them,
yep,
being able to do this, man, like, I can't believe in my heart, as cynical as I could be sometimes, that this can't create some more empathy in our society.
Absolutely. I think, you know, I encourage anybody to just, excuse me, even if they don't feel like telling their story, just listen, because just listening, they're very short, you know, some of them are like, you know, a minute, 2 minutes, 8 minutes, but everybody has something engaging to say at the end of the day.
Is this something we're going to keep doing?
Oh, yeah, that's the plan.
Right on.
The plan is to just, we're looking to doing it pretty much everywhere we have a signal next year.
Yeah.
But in between, I'm sure, you know, we're going to be at the Willie Street Fair in Madison. So,
right on.
So that...
That's a good fair.
And, you know, yeah, fair. Yeah. So we're pretty open to it now that we know it's really just a mic and a laptop, and, you know.
Isn't that...
I mean, there's a little bit of art around it, too. We might make it look good.
But. Right. But it is really wild how much better it is. I was listening to Melissa's interviews,
right,
and I know our old newsman Carl used to do a very similar thing.
Right.
And it sounded really crisp, but you could hear a little static,
right,
or something like that.
Right.
It sounds so good.
Oh, yeah, we have a proper mic. Yeah, and I think that's part of what sells it, that it's it's an actual like studio mic that we bring along, and you know, we're making the effort to.
It's such a fun thing going on with not only our company, but our stations individually, happening here. It's a really fun thing to be a part of.
Yeah, it's it's part of our whole premise is to keep it local, you know, and add sort of the network effect on top of it, but local, focus on local stories.
So. This fair, this run has been great. We've been really enjoying it. It wraps up this weekend. We'll have a t-shirt rollout kicking off on Monday.
Right.
Where we're just pelting you with shirts,
right,
everybody.
Basically, if you walk by the station, you're going to get, you know, a shirt. That's the plan, right?
I'm still trying to get one of those, one of those shirt guns. Shoot at random people.
I thought you were going to just stand on this intersection here. Just when people stop for the red light, just put it under the windshield wipers.
That's good. That's a city thought, too. That's great, actually.
Throw it in the bed of their truck.
When it comes to what's next, we've got that rollout going on, and certainly looking further down the line, can imagine that there are other really cool, interesting projects that are coming up. With that being said, you're going to have to come back.
Oh, absolutely. I plan on it. I'm excited that we're, you know, most of our focus is going to be on kind of polishing our online presence, there's a fair in Baraboo we might go to. Mm-hmm. We're still planning things in terms of for next year, but I'd love traveling within the state, so I think, you know, selfishly, I'm enjoying the project because I get to go and, you know, be at the stations and get to hang out with the people that make it happen.
There's something different when you've got somebody who's really good at what they do, but really good at what they do and they love it.
Right,
And it shows with your work.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like work is the thing. So.
Yeah. Appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining
thank
us, Jorge.
Thank you for having me here. Mm. It's been fun hanging out with you guys.
Yeah.
We do at the booth yesterday.
Yeah.
Are you going to be there today?
I'm going to be there tonight, too.
Awesome.
So you've been warned, everyone.
We're going to cause trouble.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We'll meet you there.
Right.
In Marshfield at Central Wisconsin State Fair. Come on down, have some trouble. Have some fun, with us.
Make some trouble.
There you go. And go ahead and mention that you heard us talking about this. You're getting shirts with our new logos on them. And stop by the Truth Booth. Let us know. Let us know about yourself and your origin story. Again, Jorge, thank you for the time.
Thank you.
We'll have more fun coming up with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Ezekiel.
Happy birthday to you.
That was better than what I had.
Oh, I did. We were thinking the same
thing. We were, though.
I love the idea of that playing, but it just Joe.
Just a random name, yeah right?
It sounds nothing like the person. No. It's just a horrible dub. I love that. It's time to do some celebrating, everybody. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club is the time, and we encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. We appreciate everybody getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. Keep them coming, everybody.
Yeah.
We want to celebrate with you. Our listeners want to celebrate with you. Get them to info@WFHR.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can really hit up any of our staff that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Encourage you to do that, everybody. And while you're at it, go ahead and have some fun and send us your requests for songs for our sister station on Sunrise Show.
Yeah, yeah. We'll take those too.
Any kind of feedback. We love hearing from you. And that includes calling up on the show here, 424-2600. If you are listening right now and you're like, no! Oh, I didn't get it in. I didn't get that birthday in.
Call up.
Yep, you got right now until I'd say around 8:30-ish, somewhere around there. Call up 424-2600. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. So let's go ahead and dive right in. Seth, I've got just a one chance today for you to give me any numbers.
Oh, okay.
Give me a one or a two.
Yeah, let's go two.
All right, gives us our qualifier.
All right.
We get to first wish a very happy birthday today to Gail Gibbons.
Happy birthday, Gail.
Enjoy your day, Gail. Hope it's a good one for you, and you're our instant qualifier today.
Gail is a name that needs to come back. I like that name.
It is a great name, isn't it? It really is a good name. Wishing a happy birthday on Saturday to Aspen Miller.
Happy birthday, Aspen.
Hope you have a great day, Aspen. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your day. And our qualifier on Saturday, Corey Knipple.
Happy birthday, Corey.
Corey's an old family friend. Mm-hmm. Him and the Knipples and my family go way back. Out there in Kellner.
Yep.
Good guy. Corey's a great guy. Also, one of the reasons that I have one of the best stories I've ever got. him and his brother Aiden asked me to join a church softball league.
Okay.
And I love softball. I love playing sports, and so I couldn't wait to join. I hadn't been one in years. But the catch was, it's a church softball league. And spoiler alert, everybody, I'm a Jewish Catholic. I don't have a lot of that. So they tell me, well, there is a Moravian church out by Nacoose or something like that it was or something, but basically that they didn't have anybody from there so that I could say I was from there.
Oh, jeez.
Which ironically has a very weird twist in the story now that I'm friends with you and Beth and everything.
Yeah, right.
So I feel very confident, and I'm playing warm-up with Aiden, and I'm just throwing the ball back and forth. And the coach from the other team comes over and says, hey, I haven't noticed you before and everything. Where are you from? And I say, as confident as I've ever been in my life, I'm a Marvin. I'm from the Marvin congregation down the street and everything. And before I can throw the ball back to Aiden, I look over and Aiden and Corey are on the ground laughing. And this coach is just looking at me like, all right, I'm not,
what, a Marvin?
And he just kept walking. Just, I mean, more credit. Oh, so much credit to that coach. He could have called me out right there and kept walking with it.
Okay. You know, they worship Marvin the Martian. Marvin.
Yes. I would like to apologize to religion. Just period.
Just in general.
Just in general. Corey, happy birthday to you, sir. You're our qualifier for today. Great guy. Great guy. And on Sunday, we wish a very happy birthday to Leanna Tabiath.
Happy birthday, Leanna.
Leanna, a wonderful lady. Great person. Enjoy your day, Leanna. And that is our birthdays and anniversaries.
That's for the whole weekend.
That's the weekend, everybody.
That was quick.
Way too quick. That means we need more of these. Mm-hmm. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We want to celebrate you. We want to celebrate you more than these celebrities.
Seriously, we do.
Yeah, I'd like to spend a lot more time on you guys than these celebrities.
I agree.
As it is, we look at the celebrity list for today. Kel Mitchell is 45. Oh, wow.
As in Kenan and Kel?
Yeah. Kel from Kenan and Kel is 45.
Oh, my gosh. He's the same age as me. Oh, my. Oh.
If you did not feel old before this
I do
segment,
now.
Is that what this segment is becoming? Basically,
it is for us,
celebrity birthdays is just to make us feel old now? Yep. That's all this is?
They're how old? What?
You think that's bad, man. It gets worse a little bit later.
Jeez.
Alexander Skarsgård is 47. Tarzan and True Blood, alum.
Another Skarsgård?
Yeah.
Lots of Skarsgårds walking around these days.
Yeah. I think he was the one I haven't seen it yet, The Northman. It's one of those movies on my list that I'm dying to see and I have not gotten to see yet.
I don't know. That's a good question.
But I'm pretty sure it was him in it.
Okay.
But yeah, he's darn good. He's a good actor.
And he's from the North, which helps.
Yes, it does, yeah. Marvin Harrison is 51. I feel like it was 2 weeks ago that Marvin Harrison was catching touchdowns from Peyton Manning. Like, I don't know.
51?
Yeah, I don't
understand. Dude, no.
I don't understand time anymore.
That one really makes me feel old. Wow.
Yeah. It hit you, didn't it?
Yeah.
It hit me. I hear
man,
you.
He was so good.
Yeah, he was.
The middle, man. He was one of those. Man, he was good.
Peyton Manning says he doesn't get where he does without Marvin Harrison.
I believe him.
Joe DiMassina is 53, country singer with my give a damn's busted. such a good line.
That's a great title for a song.
Good one. Mr. Big Shot Robert Horry is 53, retired NBA player who may not go to the NBA Hall of Fame, but I don't think he minds. 7 championship rings for Robert Horry. 2 with the Olajuwon's Rockets, I believe 3 with Shaq and Kobe's Lakers, and then 2 again with Duncan Spurs, if I got it right. I think that's all 7.
Yeah. Wow, he played his cards right, huh?
Yeah,
he did.
And he didn't get the nickname Big Shot for nothing. Couple of those titles don't happen without Big Shot Robert Horry.
Yep.
Interesting. It's always interesting to me the athletes that may not be Hall of Famers, but like you would like I don't think I would trade to I would you know having a Hall of Fame career but no rings or having 7 rings. Give me the 7 rings.
I think most players would be with you on that
one
because that's what they play for.
Yeah,
it's that. But he really wow.
Like most guys would give anything to have one or just to get to a championship. This guy walking around with like multiple hands full, like it's something. You know, it's like him and Bill.
How many? He can't lift his hands up because he's got so many heavy rings on there.
Like they got a Bill Russell type thing going on. Claudia Schaefer is 53, still magnificent.
Yeah.
Really is.
Wow.
Rachel Ray is 55.
Oh. Really?
I don't know too much about her, but what I've seen, I enjoyed.
She does not look her age. I got to give her that.
She still looks
really, really young.
I'm telling you, it pays to be Italian. There is not a lot of advantages to being Italian, but that is one of them. I can testify.
Keep your looks longer. There you go.
I'm 85.
People don't know that you're actually 85.
No, actually 85, but yeah, it pays to have Italian blood, man. I'm telling you. DJ Terminator X is 57 today. The beats behind the legendary band Public Enemy.
Wow.
You don't, again, going back to the artist, Chuck D will tell you, you don't have Public Enemy without Terminator X.
Mm-hmm.
He's as integral as Flavor Flav and as mm-hmm. Chuck himself.
Yep, that's right.
If I had to choose a favorite hip-hop band of all time, Public Enemy.
Public Enemy?
It's them or A Tribe Called Quest, but it's probably Public Enemy.
Like the Far Side.
Yeah, no, good band, good reference. Yes, I love the Far Side. Take a bizarre ride on the Far Side. Blair Underwood is 59, as old as that reference. Blair Underwood for a while there with L.A. Law and some of that work, like kind of one of those up-and-coming actors that didn't really ever hit the mark like you thought, but still a great career.
Fabulous career. He's really one of those actors that, man, he's one of those guys. He's like a John Goodman, makes anything he's in better.
Yeah.
You know?
A guy that I spent most of my life dying to work with that now I don't know how much I would want to.
Ooh.
It's weird.
Okay.
Tim Burton is 65 today.
Huh.
Yeah. You know, because I think growing up, like for guys like us, that's who Tim Burton was making movies for. Like,
yeah.
You know, there was not a lot of that growing up.
Right.
And having weirder, different directors that didn't mind taking chances, mm-hmm. these kind of things. We loved that kind of stuff.
Like Pee-wee's Big Adventure, you know, that's the one that put him on the map.
Yeah.
And had such an odd sensibility. You know, we were talking to, I'm going to drop the Mary Jo Peel, you know, on Director's Cut.
Nice.
And she said one of the people she would love to have coffee with is Paul, the recently, you know, deceased Paul Rubens. Mm-hmm. And because his sense of humor was like aimed at a certain group, it seemed like it was aimed at a certain group of people who would get it.
Right.
And that's exactly what she felt. And that's the kind of thing. Tim Burton and Paul Rubens working together was perfect because they got each other. And that's why that movie was so successful.
Edward Scissorhands was a game changer mm-hmm. to me, and Beetlejuice was iconic.
Mm-hmm.
His work stands out.
Yeah,
I just the guy as he does more interviews. I feel like the more that I like older Tim Burton, I think I would have loved working with 40-year-old Tim Burton.
Yeah. Those movies you were talking about, the ones for like in our childhood and stuff, but. Yeah, I don't know. More recently, I don't know.
At the very same time, what am I talking about, man? I work with anybody. I'm looking to get a break here, all right? If there's somebody doing like an offshoot, off Broadway show, I'll be there, you know? Bert and Tim, like just some bad, like wannabe.
That's
Bert.
Nice. That's nice.
Elvis Costello is 69 today.
Oh, Declan McManus.
Nice.
Boy, yes. Every time I play a song on his on Seth Face the Music, I always call him by his real name because I don't know. I don't know why. I like Declan McManus. It's a great name. But he decided to change it to Elvis Costello. I don't know why, but okay, whatever.
Check out these three artists we have in a row. Elvis Costello is 69 today. Rob Halford is 72 from Judas Priest.
Jeez.
Happy birthday to Rob.
Yeah.
What an interesting turn of events his life has been.
What? He's had an interesting career and life, for what, like you said. Yeah.
I have so much respect for that man.
Yeah.
In that industry, to do what he has done with the latter end of his life.
Yep.
In that genre, that's saying something.
And that voice.
Oh, yeah.
That one of those voices, man.
When I think of like that type of metal, that's the first voice I think of. Yep. Yeah. And Gene Simmons is 74 today.
Jeez.
Wow. Whether you like Kiss or not,
yeah.
I don't think they care. And two, I don't think anybody can argue you cannot talk about the history of music without mentioning Kiss.
Right.
I think they're one of those bands. If for sheer marketing levels alone, mm-hmm. the idea of we're gonna be a band that's a pop band but that does rock. And we're gonna have morals, we're gonna have standards, but we're gonna also put our name literally on everything.
Yes.
And they pulled it off.
They did.
Like when a lot of bands, especially in the 70s or early 80s, you know, the sellout term got thrown around. You could have said it about Kiss, but you'd have been wrong because Kiss told you right away out the gate, we are going to do this.
Yeah, it was. They never said anything to the contrary. No. We're gonna put on huge shows. We're gonna have comic books made about us. We're gonna put like you said, put their name on everything they could possibly find, and that's fine because these are smart guys.
Yeah.
If you have ever heard an interview with Paul Stanley,
I'm a big Paul Stanley fan.
Super well spoken, very intelligent man. He knows what he's doing.
I'm a huge Paul Stanley. Actually, mm-hmm. I think Paul Stanley is much more than Gene Simmons. And I'm going to get yelled at by the Kiss Army for this, but I will put Paul Stanley above Gene Simmons easily.
Anymore, they're all in camps now because they're all fighting. Yeah, so you pick your guy and stick with him, and
they're touring again. My first real concert was the 96-97 Kiss live tour. Which was their final tour. And I'll never forget my buddy Steve, who's the biggest Kiss fan I know.
Yeah, right.
We're there sitting there watching it and everything. And even Steve's like, man, I can't wait to see these guys in a couple of years. You know, when they tour again for another farewell tour.
We all know. Yeah, we all know. Yeah.
Raleigh Fingers is 77 today. Great pitcher. Maybe better mustache? Not better pitcher than mustache, but still a classic mustache.
Hey, I know he only spent a few years in Milwaukee, but man, did he make a mark when he was pitching for the Brewers. Yep.
You talk about legends, too.
Mm-hmm.
With what is going... I actually heard his name come up the other day because of the Ohtani situation.
Mm.
And maybe he's not able to be a starting pitcher anymore, but maybe he becomes Raleigh Fingers. Maybe
like,
he becomes...
Or like a Dennis Eckersley kind of situation. Yeah.
Just a couple of innings is a lot different than six or seven.
It is. You know? Then he can throw what? If he's throwing like his hardest, if for like one inning, he's going to throw like 104 miles an hour or something like that.
Think about if he comes back from that injury, think about that. No matter who your starting pitcher is, that's waiting for you at the end of the game.
Yeah.
That gamer, that guy who would go like play five games in a row at closing if he could. Tom Skerritt is 90 today.
Wow. Wow.
He was Dallas in the original Alien, Viper, Maverick, and Top Gun. I mean, that mustache is so iconic to me. It's right up there with Tom Selleck. I have no problem saying that.
So that, right up there when you see him without one, it's weird.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah. So, but Picket Fences, wasn't he? Wasn't
Thank
yeah.
you. I couldn't yeah. think of it. Picket Fences was
the TV
that
show
role.
He was on. Yeah.
That was huge in this state.
Yeah.
And I really liked that show. I liked his work on that show. He's a good actor. Some people no longer with us, like Shock G from Digital Underground.
Oh, good band.
A good band. Gave Tupac his break.
Mm-hmm.
And how many hip-hop artists could not, you know, have all the street cred he did while wearing a Groucho Marx nose and everything? Like, I don't know. How anybody...
It was his look, man.
Yeah,
it was his look.
He pulled it off.
He did.
Burger King bathroom. Sean Connery, born on this day in 1930, passed away in 2020. one of the more iconic great actors that'll ever exist. Yeah, he's James Bond. Yeah, he's a couple of other roles. There's different things we can say about Connery. We'll look back. But if you're looking at the artist, you're looking at the actor, no matter what you think of Sean Connery, you cannot come away watching Sean Connery and not say that man wasn't born for the silver screen.
Right, right.
Just an icon.
He was a perfect film actor. He was perfect.
It's a shame that when they ask about your favorite James Bond and you're ranking these things and Sean Connery eventually comes up as the number one for most people.
Usually, yeah.
Because it's such a common answer, I think people don't give credit to he was a thespian playing that role.
Mm-hmm.
Like where other actors played the role as an action role,
right.
He played it as a thespian because he didn't know any better.
That's right.
And so a lot of those lines, when he's delivering them as a stage actor. So the reason why the line, shaken not stirred, or it's Bond, James Bond,
right,
is so iconic is because of his delivery, the timing of it. We don't give Sean Connery enough credit for his timing. We named the dog Indy.
That's one of my favorite roles of his, by the way, in Last Crusade, yeah.
The guy never, I think, got credit for his act. I'm not saying that Sean Connery's acting skill was up there in the top 10, but it was up there.
Yeah.
It was up there. And Monty Hall, born in this day, and 1921, passed away in 2017, one of the more icons.
Let's make a deal.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get to Melissa's news, but when we come back, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Take two. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Seth and I are about to do is play a famous song from a famous movie.
Ooh.
You call up 424-2600, and if you get the answer right and you haven't won anything in 30 days, boom, just like that, you win a value pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. That is two kids' meals, two adults' meals. That's free Culver's, baby.
That's your meal for tonight.
Yeah, it's a meal.
Got it right there.
You don't even have to worry about dinner.
Nope,
we got
it set for you.
I got it right here, and it can be in your hands. Again, get ready to call 424-2600 and tell Seth and I, what famous movie is this song from?
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
Let's see if we got a winner. Good morning. What's your answer? Hello?
Hello?
All right, let's go ahead. Hello, are you there? All right, let's try this again. Good morning. What's your answer?
Well, let me turn my radio down here.
Nah.
Life of Brian?
Yeah! There we go.
Very good.
Nicely done. Oh, thank you so much, because I thought this was... I thought I wasn't going to get somebody for this one. I had a backup actually lined up in case. Thank you so much. Did you know that one right away? Did it take a second?
No, I cheated. I Googled.
Ah, that'll work.
That'll
do
okay.
It.
That's all right. All right.
We have no rules on that
no,
one.
We don't.
That's perfectly fine. Can I get your first name, sir?
Ron.
Ron, thank you so much. What town are you calling us from, Ron?
Town of Grand Rapids.
Excellent. We love that.
Very good.
Good morning to our friends out in Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
Glad you can hear us nowadays. You know, it wasn't always the case.
Well, back in the day, yeah.
Ron, we appreciate you. You know where we're located, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
You hang on the line, going to get a little information from you, but you are our newest star of the day.
Thank you much.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend, sir. Yeah, I couldn't resist, everybody. So, in this month, let me see. It was August 17th, I believe.
Okay.
And where was it? August 17th, 1979.
Okay.
In five North American theaters, The Life of Brian from Monty Python opened.
In five?
Yeah. In five North American theaters and grossed over $140,000.
Wow. In five, only 5 years.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't happen anymore.
No. It's so cool to hear. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't matter if you like the movie or not. Just like that when that era existed, when you could do that.
When
kind
you
of
could
thing.
Do something yeah, like that, which that's almost impossible to do anymore.
And I think a lot of us grew up loving Monty Python. We've all got our favorites. You know, my dad was a big John Cleese guy.
Mm-hmm.
And really loved him. But I, Eric Idle.
Jolly rotten.
And it was a lot because of this. There was something about Eric Idle and his delivery and just the way he could do that.
Don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle. That's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
We're going to go to break. We'll come back with some more fun on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show on WFHR. Seth and James here with you. Little Devo to play us into the segment. Real big shout out to Ron, our newest star of the day, calling us in from Grand Rapids. Appreciate you, Ron. Thanks so much for listening. And all the calls that we got a couple of people trying to call in on that one.
That was good.
That was a lot of fun. That was great. And a big shout out to Jorge. It was great talking with Jorge. Mm-hmm. It was great having him on. Well, we're going to do that again and again and again.
Yeah.
He's going to be another member of the family here that's going to be joining us on the show.
When he can get here, yeah.
I want to get into a couple of other things, but I can't because I got to be honest with everybody. I'm getting used to these new headphones.
Mm-hmm.
I've been using ear monitors for a while because I've been really worried about my hearing.
Yeah, and those look more like earbuds for people who don't know. Yeah.
And you hear a little more detail with that.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've got the over-the-ear headphones in. And they're great. They sound so clear, so good, but it's just a different sound. So hearing myself, I sound different. And like 99% of people in radio and almost 100% of people out there, I don't like the sound of my own voice.
Right.
And I feel like I'm hearing it more. And it takes me a second to be like,
You'll get used to it. It happens.
Is that what I sound like?
Yeah,
yes. That's not a good voice. That's not a radio voice. I should have Chuck on here. Is it? This is an interesting one, Seth, I want to get into with you. A new survey on work romances found that employees most likely to have a work romance are people in HR.
Human relations. Well, doesn't that make sense?
It kind of fits. It's also kind of ironic that the people, if you have most companies, if you have an internal relationship, you got to go to HR to clear it.
HR to clear it.
Seems
maybe it'll end up on the ER. You never know.
It's true. Well, the way my romantic relationships go, yes. Your coworkers and human resources are more like... That was too easy for me. That was too easy. Your coworkers and human resources are more likely than any other group to flirt with employees, have a crush on a coworker, have dreams about a colleague, and have a, quote, romantic or sexual relationship at work.
What?
HR people are also the most likely to have it blow up in their faces. 81% said that their working relationship suffered.
81%? I'm surprised it's not higher than that. Wow. But wait a minute. I have one bone to pick with that dream about that. We have no control over our dreams. Come on now.
Yeah.
That's I'd throw that one out. But the other ones, I get that. Yeah.
Yeah. 25% say it become uncomfortable. No kidding.
Really?
Another 31% say it got so bad they couldn't work together anymore.
Mm.
And 25% say that they or the other person had to leave the company.
Oh, jeez.
All those are about 10 points higher than the average.
Okay.
So people outside of an HR that don't work in HR. And here are a few more stats about working relationships. Before we dive into those, does this surprise anybody? 424-2600.
That's a good question. Because
it did me. I'll be honest. It did me. I don't have any problem separating work and relationships and all these things. Mm-hmm. And I've never really been in this kind of situation too much. But I've had a lot of friends that have been.
Yeah.
And mostly in the acting world where they're a director.
That makes sense.
And they have an actress that they hire or vice versa. Mm. And it just never, ever ends well.
It seems not to.
On a smaller level, maybe, when there isn't the egos and the money and all this stuff involved, I could see it working. I can actually see it being very romantic. But on the big level, it very seldom is one of those situations where it's like Kurt and Goldie, you know, where it works out really good and everything.
It doesn't seem to be the thing. And actually, that is something I actually have. I did date a coworker for a while, but we were unequal. We were the same job, you know, so it's not like it was a power thing, you know.
Yeah, that's
we were
big.
Both, you know, the same level in the thing. And it didn't last very long, you know. And our relationship was fine after that because it wasn't that serious to begin with. But it got awkward. At times, you know, and now that I think about it, it's like, I don't think. Then that's probably why we ended it because it was like, this isn't fit. No, let's not. Yeah.
The awkward, you almost never get around the awkwardness.
Like, yeah.
The uncomfortableness. It's going to, no matter how great the relationship is, that's going to come up. I do deal with this on one level because I only date people that are smarter and more talented than me. So it always. It never, Got to ride the coattails. I'm just hoping.
That's right. One of these days.
Here are a few more quick stats on working relationships. 40% of us have dated a coworker. Around half of those people were single at the time. The other half were not.
Oh, ooh.
Yikes.
Ooh.
Man, you want to add more fuel on the fire there. That ain't right.
That seems kind of dumb.
Yes.
It really seems kind of dumb.
Dumb, childish, and really very lame. It's like the boss having an affair with the secretary. How tired and lame is that?
There's a yuckiness to that, too.
There's a real, uncomfortable. I don't care who you are in that scenario. All kinds of awkward, uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
75% of us admit to at least flirting with a coworker before, and being in a relationship doesn't stop that either. Half were in a relationship at the time. Again, that ain't right, man. We wonder why there's so much, where a lot of this uncomfortableness comes from.
It depends on what kind of flirting are we talking about here? Because there's levels of flirting.
Absolutely.
It could be just being, but again, it's such a, the workplace is such a dangerous place to do any of these things anymore. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing that we need to keep ourselves more professional. And I just told you, I dated someone, but that was, like I said, there was no power involved in that.
When you're on the same level, I don't really have too much of an issue with it, especially because it's hard to meet people. The older you get, it's harder and harder to meet people. You can't help. You run into a stranger at work that you fall for, and you don't get to choose who you love. I mean, we say this all the time, and yet it doesn't seem to be register to people.
Mm-hmm.
So often in life, they are with somebody or they want to date somebody, and you're kind of judging it or you're scolding it or whatever, and you're putting your own moral compass on the person.
Right.
And if you just sit back and think about your own life, how many people in life did you choose to fall for?
Exactly.
I got zero on my list.
Yeah.
I didn't choose to fall for any of the people I have, but I've fallen for some people. I don't think that part can be helped. So if you're on the same level, I almost have no issues with it whatsoever. But as soon as there's even a little bit of a
power dynamic there,
it gets awkward.
It does. It's very uncomfortable.
Little 9% of us, or 1 in 11, have had a romantic relationship at work while married. 12% of men, 7% of women.
Yeah. I'm glad to see that that's not too high, but that just because it makes everything so bad all around, it seems just like a really recipe for disaster. It really does.
You've never heard Warren Buffett say the secret to success is fooling around at work. that doesn't add up. It's not going to help your company. It doesn't going to help your job.
It's not going to help your life.
No.
Your home. Are you kidding me?
No.
Yeah. Wow.
And most people agree that as long as you disclose it, dating at work is okay. Get this, 93% of us agree with that.
Wow.
That's pretty hard to get.
That's a high.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a high number. My goodness.
For people who don't agree, the top reasons are you shouldn't mix business and pleasure. It might make your coworkers uncomfortable, and it'll be awkward when you inevitably break up.
When you inevitably break up?
A very cynical approach, but
I think there's times when it works out all right. I think there's times when it works out fine.
To that point, Seth, the final thing on this list, the chances of finding love definitely aren't zero, though. 9% or 1 in 11 have had a workplace romance end in a marriage.
How about that? So it's a low number, but it's still out there. So
I don't think there's enough love in the world. Who you meet and who you fall for, as long as you ain't hurting anybody, to each their own.
Yep.
I do think mixing those worlds is a little dicey, though. So maybe you fall for somebody and find a new job, a new career. I'm being dead serious. The way I feel about I'm a workaholic. You people know my work ethic and all that. I'm insane. But I'm also a foolish romantic. And if I fell for somebody I was working with, I'd have no problem moving, finding another job.
Yeah.
If it means keeping that intact.
It's just the whole, when it comes down to it, it's the, how will you feel if this doesn't work out? That's the big thing.
Yeah.
And it looks like in almost a vast majority of the time, it's not going to work out.
And to me, love is about, in some situations, sacrifice, even if it's not the traditional version of that.
Yeah.
And if it means, I want her to be able to stay there, I'm going to move on, that kind of thing. Yeah. I think that's the right thing to do.
To tune in next week to James and Seth's Love Shack, the call-in...
relationship show.
Sorry, I'm sorry, Seth. I don't mean to interrupt you. I'm just getting word that was canceled.
Oh, already?
Just
wow.
Canceled. As wow, we that... came up with the show, like I just got a text from Sage. It was just canceled. I apologize, everybody.
Probably just as well.
We worked really hard on that too. We'll take a break. We'll come back and a bunch of fun stuff in the 9 o'clock hour lined up for you right here on. Oh, I like the way Melissa does this.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.